So now we have stepped into level two. Level two. Isn't it? Those who are still in first level can raise the please. Those who are in first level till now. Everybody gone to second level? Anyone else? Manas, two hands. So the rest and all, you actually open it? You gone into?
Rupani
Mataji. Three. All those who gone to level two, you actually open your this one website? You are not attending, no, yeah, this one? No, you took this one. You have to first register here. Then afterwards he will speak to you. So this one we have to do. Those who are not accessing computer, for them we have to please understand. For English, my things are available. For Tamil, it should be translated. Those who can do with English, we can just give the papers. And in a separate paper, they can give the answers. Those who are unable to access a computer system and all, in that case, they can do like that one. But once the Tamil is translated, then we can help for Tamil people also. Okay, but one point is, those who are delaying, they are really, really unfortunate. Those who are still in first level, they are really, really, really very, very, very unfortunate. Can anyone tell, can give any example like that one? It's not that much easy to understand Krishna. It's not freely available to anyone. Krishna is not an ordinary person. Is right? What is that sloka you can tell? Krishna is derived. Avajananti maam mudha manusim tanam asritam. Tamil frequency is 89 megahertz. Please, everybody, you can change your frequency. Today we had some problem. That's why we changed the frequencies. 89. We never thought all these things and all will live. We will have all these things, isn't it? This is the medicine of Krishna. And if we neglect, then we are the most unfortunate. In this material world, Krishna can give you even the money, beauty, strength, fame, everything. But he never gives
bhakti.
Bhakti, devotion, please understand. He can give everything in this world. That's why everyone is earning 80,000, 90,000. In my case, when I passed out in 76, my consolidated salary was 700 rupees. Can you imagine? In 76. 26, 36, 43 years back. Now, nothing. 700 rupees is even an ordinary person, a scavenger, can get more than that. When I was in Nanganallur, my just opposite side, he used to say, he was drawing at the beginning stage, so 450 or something. Like that he was there. You understand? Krishna can give money, all facilities. But he never gives devotion. Please understand. Without devotion, our lives will never become perfect success. Please understand that anything Krishna gives, but bhakti is impossible. Without bhakti, we have no mukti. So anyone who is lagging behind by one lesson, he has to take 10 births to compensate that for. Please understand, if you are lagging by one lesson, there are 16 lessons. 16 classes, 4 lessons, each one got 4 parts. So please understand this point. We are neglecting that one, which is freely available, that we are neglecting. Krishna just came and he just told, Hare, this one, Bhagavad Gita. But no pupil understood how to implement the life. That's why Krishna himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he demonstrated. Just acquiring knowledge is not enough. Taking that in our life, that's most important. Otherwise, no use. If you are lagging by one lesson, you have to wait for 10 lives. Please understand. So try to finish off this first. How many lessons you are lagging behind? Finish off them in your life. That's very first point. And those who are not at all interested, that's all. Even Krishna cannot help them. Please understand that those who neglect this one, even Krishna will not help them. This question also there, for Bhakti Rupa also he gave this one. It means that they do not want to do. Today morning in the meeting also, it was the same thing. They want to stop at 3:30. I told that why to stop at 3:30. Why don't you say, no, everybody, it is not possible to do after 3:30. I told that it is possible, but you do not want to do. Then stopped. Please understand, we are all children of Krishna. We can very easily do devotional service to Krishna. It's not impossible, but we do not want to do. Please understand, that is the question. If you are lagging behind one lesson, one class, then you have to take 10 births. Please understand. Up to date, we are always up to date, even style, in walking style, in dressing style, everything we are updating, no? In our, this also, apps also, we are updating everything, but we do not want to update our life in devotional service. So, please understand, Krishna can offer you anything, just like biscuits we are offering to dogs. And the thief enters the owner's building. Like that one, Krishna can give you all this wealth, fame, this and all. And he will allow the Maya to enter your home. Please understand, this is very, very rare. Krishna consciousness is very, very rare. Krishna is very, very rare to get. Unless or otherwise we don't, we don't drive out Maya, we cannot find Krishna. As long as we have Maya, Krishna never comes. So please understand, now we have finished the level one. Level one is the elements of Krishna consciousness. The elements, things we should understand. So level one, level two is the path of purification. We are first of all purifying ourselves. That's very, very important. Purification is very, very important. Without purification, we cannot cure others. So in this one, level two, the very first lesson is, who is the purifier? Who can purify? Who can purify?
Pure devotees.
Pure devotees. And who is, how the pure devotees are getting that power?
From Krishna.
So the source is Krishna. The purifier is Krishna. Please don't think that even if you become spiritual master, you are going to purify your disciples. A thousand times I told, who cannot have even that idea that I am going to purify my disciples. Unless or otherwise, Krishna is not sanctioning, we cannot purify. We are just medium. Through us, all are purified. Okay? So, the very first one is, very first part of this level 2. The heading of this one is lesson 1 in level 2. Now we are in level 2, first lesson. The lesson title is
Krishna,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone should accept this one. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either God as well as person, both. If you compare these two persons and even gods, Krishna is the fountainhead. So the very first one is, the lesson is, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that one, very first part now, today, the class is, the title of that one is, the source of everything. Krishna is the source of everything. Can anyone deny the statement? Krishna is the source of me. I am independent of Krishna. Is there like that? Can we say like this one? Any object or anything that's is independent of Krishna? Please understand this point. No one is independent. Everyone is dependent. Krishna is only independent. Can anyone tell some example for this one? Krishna is all independent. Can anyone, please? For us, the source is there. For your body, who is the source?
Father.
Your parents. For your soul?
Krishna.
But no one is talking about the source of the soul. Everybody talking only about the body. So we are in that much illusion. Isn't it? So we talk about the body. The source of the body is parents. The parent source is? If you go like that one, that ends up with only Krishna. But for Krishna, there is no source. That's why he is independent. For him there is no source. I descend to this material world as I like. Isn't it? It is not by force. We are by force because of our previous deeds. Isn't it? But for Krishna there is no reason. Only to help us, he is coming down. That's why his birth and activities are wonderful, amazing, interesting, inspiring. Isn't it? Can anyone kill Putana like demoness? When the baby is 3 months old, isn't it? It's not possible. Can anyone lift the Govardhan hill? So this and all is activities. Because he's completely spiritual. He is the source of all. Please understand, our source is also Krishna. So in this way, Krishna himself is telling, what is the sloka? Bhagavad Gita? Matta parataram na anyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. This very, very nice sloka. No one is equal to me or greater than me, but he is not seen. That greatest person cannot be seen. We cannot see him. Isn't he? He is hidden. And he is making the external beautiful. The beauty coming from the external scenery because of the support of Krishna, who is hidden. That's why we want to see that hidden hand of Krishna. Then only you can understand Krishna. Not by reading Vedas. The sloka is also there. By reading Vedas or doing anything, meditation, this karma yoga, this yoga, that yoga, hatha yoga, this, by that one you cannot understand Krishna only by bhaktyamam abhijanati. Only by rendering devotional service to Krishna you can understand. Otherwise by any other means, it's not possible. This month, Adi month, you can see all the Amman temples. They are doing so much severe things and all. They will just take the lemons and they stick to their body also. Have you seen all these things? Even in Bombay I have seen. Bandup is the area, complete Tamil people. They will stand on the big sticks. So they will become so high. Their back, their hands, everywhere. They stick this lemon with thread, they put stick into their sliri and put the knot. Like so many lemons. I saw even in Bombay. But actually I don't think so. Any goddess, Amman and all, they are not asking like that you do this thing. Isn't it? This only we people, that. But Krishna is not telling that. What Krishna is telling? Patram pushpam palam toyam eme bhadha prayagam padaham bhakti vapakrutam asnami paretatmanaha. Then very next sloka is yat karosi yat asnasi yat jihosi dadasi yat tapasasi kaunteya tat kurisva madarpana. Any difficulty in this one? If we want to eat meat, some people telling her, they want to eat meat, why you have to restrict them? That is sin. Isn't it? Krishna never told to take meat. Isn't it? If we eat what we like, then we are end up with disease. If you are not taking your food as medicine, later on you have to take medicine as the food. When I was coming from Adilabad back to Chennai this time, one person, he was also very much Andhra Telugu, he was going to Tirupattu. He's in textiles. So he observed me and he spoke, and the night he was taking so many tablets and all. He spread out the tablets. And he is taking tablets. The night all. And they are eating all the things in the. This one, chai wala comes, he comes, that different, different, so many bhaji, agichi, so many things. They take everything. Then I never took anything. He is surprised. And he asked me, then I told like this. I am not taking even single tablet now. My age is 64. You are little younger only, younger to me, and you are taking these many tablets. Please understand, we cannot eat as we like. We have to take only the mercy of Krishna. That mercy of Krishna is available when we offer that one to Krishna first. It is free from sin. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Hari Bol. Because the sound is coming. Please understand this one now. The eating is very, very important. Krishna is the Supreme Father. He only, through his vision, he emits all the souls. Souls. Then only the souls are all coming from spiritual world to material world. Okay. And he is telling to eat only that is coming from the earth. Yagnat bhavati pachanyam. Annat bhavati bhutani. Annam. This is only the food for people. It is not that what we are producing in your factory, plastic things or iron thing, that you cannot take. Because earth is your mother. Mother only gives what you are supposed to eat. You understand? The mother is like that. The earth mother, she is the real mother. Another mother is cow. We can take only the products of the cow. Even what it emanates outside also, urine, stool, that is also usable. The cows, cow dung, urine, also very, very good for it. Health, woman. So that is the real mother. The earth is real mother. Isn't it? So the earth is like that, but we cannot take anything else. If anyone is eating other than what is coming from the earth, he is going to end up with disease. Please understand. This is our real nature. Mother. Krishna is the Supreme Father. That's why we say, my mother land. Why you say motherland? What is that land? Suppose we are Chennaites. In Chennai earth, what is produced, that only will take. That's the mother. Isn't it? So this very different, Darjeeling. Suppose you go to Darjeeling, there the mother is giving something else. The crops are different. They have to take that only. We have to take only this one. You understand? The children also, as the mother eats the Chennai's products, the children also will have the same thing. Isn't it? And for them, taking the other side food is little difficult also. So you should understand, the real father is Krishna, the real mother is the earth. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And today's class is the source of everything. Krishna. So everything should depend upon Krishna. No one has any independence. Please understand that one. Particularly in this material world, no one has independence. That's why Krishna, out of love, only for human beings, has given little independence. Not for the below 80 lakh living entities. Only the topmost 4 lakh, they have been given little independence. Why? The little independence, why? But for the independence has given Krishna to us, why not for them? Pardon? Why these animals below animal and are not given independence, and only above the animals? Why he didn't give the independence to low level beings? Sorry? Sixth sense, that's all we people commonly, Krishna never used that sixth sense is the mind. Apart from all these things, one more sense is the mind which we cannot control.
You don't have any reactions.
That's not the real. Krishna has not given independence to 80 lakh living beings, but the topmost 4 lakh beings have been given little independence. Why?
They don't have any reactions. Animals don't have any reactions.
That's why Krishna has given them no independence. You should understand the question first and give the appropriate answer. I am telling Krishna has not given independence for them. Why?
They don't have consciousness. They don't have consciousness.
Who said animal doesn't have consciousness? Even bacteria has the consciousness. You are coming from Christianity. No, everyone has their consciousness. 84 lakhs living beings, so you are telling, no. So they have. Living being means having consciousness. When it is low level or high level, that's different. Okay? You understand? You both are going? You understand? Because Krishna is so loving. We are all children of Krishna. Krishna is allowing us to enjoy according to our desires. As though we enjoy according to our desires and He is not giving any reaction. That's the love. You understand? As we people go into temple, my dear Lord, I have no proper health. My wife is also having problems. My children are not good. My son is no good. We are telling them. So what Krishna tells, you enjoy according to your desires. You got the point? For 80 lakh levels, Krishna is not considering their action and reactions. Krishna wants them to enjoy according to their desires. You desire something and you enjoy it, but I am not going to give the reaction for 80 lakhs. Please understand. But we all cover up all these 80 lakhs and come to this level, human level. You understand? But how long time Krishna wants us to be away from Him? After enjoying to full of your contentment, you should come back to me now. That's why the last 4 lakh people, Krishna has given this independence. Now you use, whether you understood your Supreme Father, do you like to come back to me? You understand the point? Or you want to stay away from me only? As though I did this much time, 80 lakhs level, I have been given you a freedom. You enjoy like you like, but still you do not want to come back to me? You understand? The 4 lakh people have been given independence so that this is a test for them, whether they like to go back home or back to Godhead or not. They want to rot in this material world. Everyone understood this point? That's for the little independence. Those who are misusing this little independence, they are the most unfortunate. They cannot even get the human form next time. Isn't it? We are giving someone something to develop himself and he's not developing. Then what we'll do? We'll help him? One fellow told me like that one. One company is sinking. It is not flourishing. There are so many partners. But one person, because this is my company, my father's company, at least I should help the company. Out of 4 or 5 partners, he is little compassionate. So he is bringing and putting in that form. And again loss. As long as that is sinking, he is putting. At last, bankrupt, other companies closed down. Huh? So how he can get back that money? All other partners, how they allow him to take that money? You understand? Is the misusing our independence. Something is sinking. Somebody told what is that ship called?
Titanic.
They gave the guarantee that it never sinks. There is no guarantee for anything in this material world unless it has connection to Krishna. No guarantee is going to help us. Please understand, this is the thing. We may think that I have kept everything for my wife, for my children. That's enough for 10 generations. But that's not so. Isn't it? Now itself we are seeing. All the politicians are doing that thing. Not only for their generation, even for 10 generations they are accumulating. Please understand, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you neglect Him, we cannot come up. We cannot flourish in our life. So, He is the source of everything, material world or spiritual world. In material world, everything is decaying. That is not fresh. Because of the time factor, because of the three modes, nothing is fresh. But in spiritual world, there is no time, there is no decaying, everything is ever fresh. There is no electricity is required. There is no fans required. Light required, so sun or moon, nothing. Krishna's body is so effulgent, and that one is converted into Brahma Jyoti. That's in between, that's in the spiritual world, a lowermost level means that this is above material world, Brahma Jyoti. Because of the Brahma Jyoti, everyone in that planet, spiritual world, they are effulgent. The just opposite to that one is Nagaloka, Nagaloka. And the sun rays there don't penetrate the lowermost planet system of our Brahmanda universe. It is not going everywhere. Please don't understand in that way. So after that one is dark. So these snakes have that the gem. That light only is the source for them, the light, light source. There is pitch dark. Sun rays also never penetrate there. So in spiritual world, it is extremely opposite. Everything is glowing like anything. Glittering very, very nicely, fresh. We want to have that one, so we are putting conditioning, air conditioning. We already conditioned. Did that one, air conditioner, fresh. These are artificial. That's not going to help. So many having so many problems, cold problem, this problem. Without AC they cannot even come out also. Sometimes they suffer like that one. So better always get connected to Krishna. Isn't it? We are also telling, we are giving something, you want to know something, this is the link. You just put this link, then you will go to there. He is also telling, your second level, now you have to link to this one. Unless or otherwise we don't link to Krishna, we are not going to get the perfect, the original, absolute truth, we cannot get it. The link should be there always. Krishna is original. What is duplicate? Maya. Isn't it? Now Krishna. In actually, in my school days, I have an English Nanditai. The title of that book is Mr. Can anyone tell me? Anyone come up? Mr. Hyde. No one? No one got that Nanditai? Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jack. Dr. Jack, Mr. Hyde. Huh? These two, in that area, during the night, there are so many commotions, disturbances. Huh? And they are unable to trace the person, but they can see the person is moving hither, thither and all. Huh? But they are unable to catch him, they are unable to see the face. Huh? It's Mr. Hyde. So, the daytime and all, they can see Dr. Jack. He's very nice doctor. He's advising very nicely. He's doing so many useful activities for the public. So they don't understand what is this. The same doctor is not visible in the night. The same doctor is not visible in the night. Normally he is in his laboratory. So what he did, he wanted to achieve something that he can hide himself. A pupil cannot recognize him. That medicine, that formula he is investigating. Inventing that one. He got it. He takes. During night, he becomes Mr. Hyde. The same person. During nights, that works for the night time. And doctor, the daytime, he becomes doctor. So Krishna is also like that one. Krishna is original Dr. Jack-like. And he turns Mr. Hyde like Maya. And we are all completely influenced by Maya. We are unable to see. Krishna. You understand? Because Krishna wants to fulfill our desires. That's why he is there as Maya. You understand? How Krishna is doing even the impossible possible, that we have to understand. For him, nothing is impossible. That's why we say, foolishness is the word found in dictionary of impossible is the word found in fool's dictionary. It means what? Those who think impossible, they are not connected to Krishna. That's why they are not intelligent. Please understand this also. We are coming across with all the things. Anywhere you go, you can find all the statements and all merging. Isn't it? We can easily justify all the things. Am I correct? If you are connected to Krishna, you are intelligent. If you are not connected to Krishna, it is impossible. That's foolishness. Isn't it? You may say it is very, very difficult, Baba. But if you really pray Krishna, it's very, very easy. Nothing Krishna will do for you, you need not do. Is it easy to win Bhishma? Easy for Arjuna to win Bhishma, Drona? Krishna is making. Isn't it? Drushtadyumna? How it is possible? Krishna is hiding even the sun. Krishna can do so many things. Why do you not want to have Krishna's friendship? Isn't it? That's why those who are not having link to Krishna, they are foolish. Isn't it? They don't understand Krishna, the majesty of Krishna. Isn't it? They are foolish. So, for all the worlds, spiritual or material world, Krishna is the source. Everything is coming from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarva prabhava. So any time we devotees look at anything or any person, immediately you should think that the source of that thing is Krishna. If you see something, I want to enjoy this one, we say that one. This is the foolishness. We have to understand what is the source, from where the beauty is coming, Krishna. It looks so beautiful. How beautiful Krishna is. Why I want to take this beauty? I want to take that one. The original beauty, the source of beauty. It's not nice, that's not intelligence. If you want to enjoy this intermediate beauty, then you are not that much intelligent. Is it? Huh? What is the example we normally give for this one? Intermediate enjoyment and topmost enjoyment, that is relishing. No. That's not the correct analogy. Baby is crying. Now can anyone tell? Lal puppy? Mother's feeding. Baby is crying outside. Mother is engaged in kitchen. She is cooking. So as the baby is crying, she is taking one milk bottle and gave the baby. The baby is telling, no, I am not satisfied. And she is throwing the bottle on the face of the mother. You want to cheat me? You are giving some other milk. I want your milk. Krishna also, I want Krishna, you. I do not want these mayas. What all is giving? The maya is giving me beauty. Maya is giving me fame. Maya is giving me strength. Intelligence, I do not. I want Krishna, you only. Arjuna is telling, no, not like Duryodhana. Please understand. Duryodhana telling, Krishna, I do not want you. I want your army. So Duryodhana is like not this baby, the one who is throwing the bottle on the face. Isn't it? The very first one she has given that rattle. Gilgilippe. That one. So baby is telling, no, I don't want this one, this rattle, I want something else. Better than this one. Then only she is feeding the bottle. Milk bottle. Then I say, no, you are cheating my mother. I am not a fool, sham. I'm throwing. Then only mother turning the stove off and coming and taking the baby and feeding her own milk. So we should be like that. We cannot be happy with the intermediate beauty. You all understand this point? The topmost point is Krishna because he is the source of everything. Isn't it? Then we can see the demigods. The demigods also, they are helping the people, the children of Krishna. Because they want to enjoy. They want to enjoy sensually. They do not want to enjoy through the soul. So Father Krishna cannot directly help them. So anything is not favorable, Krishna will not do directly, but he does. He does through somebody else. Isn't it? Buddha incarnated. Same Krishna. But Krishna did not come as Buddha. Sorry. Krishna is not acting like Buddha. And he incarnated as Buddha. What is that Buddha's work? Making people to forget scriptures, Vedas. But he is telling, I am God, you worship me. For even for Shankaracharya, intermediate one, to stop Buddhism and get back to Vedas. So Krishna did not come. Because that is also not favorable. So Father told me, he is asking Lord Shiva, you come as Shankaracharya and do this intermediate stage of process. Then there finally at last Krishna, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to demonstrate. Isn't it? So to fulfill all our material desires, Krishna is not coming directly. That's why he created Maya. I have been telling you also this one. This material world is? Material world is? The material world is? Mission of Krishna. In this one, three steps are there. One is fulfilling the desires of all the people. In that one, Krishna is not helping. Krishna is using the devotees, the public. One is the instrument for the other. In that one, one desire is fulfilling, another is getting the reaction. For action and reaction, Krishna is using us. All of us. Isn't it? You understand this point? Sridhar Nithai bet Loka Bandhu. Krishna is not directly involved in this one. Because Sridhar Nithai wants to beat someone. He wants to show his majority, his power. And Loka Bandhu did something wrong and he is awaiting the reaction. So Krishna is aloof. And he picks up these two and made this action done. You understand? So for this unfavorable action, we are also the instruments, but we do not understand that point. Isn't it? We do not understand. That's why we are blaming. Loka Bandhu did not understand the truth, then he claims, he blames Sridhar Nithai. He is the only fellow who bet me. I want to teach him. Isn't it? This action and reaction case, we don't recognize the Krishna's hidden hand. We are all ignorant. You understand? When we become, if this Loka Bandhu understands that Sridhar Nithai did not bet me, did not beat me. It is Krishna wants to beat me through Sridhar Nithai to nullify my reaction. Sridhar Nithai is helping me. So he has seen the hidden hand of Krishna. If he becomes like that in that stage, that called Brahmabuddha stage, then Krishna can use him as an instrument for his third step. What is third step? Those who want to live for the pleasure of Krishna, those who do not live for their own pleasure, for that one, such people, those who realize, those who come to Brahmabuddha stage, they are also the instruments in the hands of Krishna. Altogether, whether we know or not, everyone is the instrument in the mission of Krishna. Mama, Vartman Vartante. Then? Manushya Partha Sarasa. Now you got the clear understanding? Please understand very well and implement. So don't fight with anyone, don't find faults with anyone. Just see the source of that person. Then we have to understand whether I am an instrument in the hands of Krishna in the third step or first step or second step. Isn't it? Which step is my good? First step or second step? Which one is you want to be the instrument?
Third step.
So there Krishna is directly using you. Maya is not using you. For first and second step, Maya is using you as his instrument. But ultimately we can say that Krishna is using us. Okay? Even the Maya is controlled by Krishna. I can do only good, favorable things, but I want to make them also to have the reactions, unfavorable things, but I don't do it directly. Maya, you please do. You understand the point? It's just like Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jack is doing something, the same person. Mr. Hyde is doing something else. Krishna, same person. Krishna is doing something and Maya is doing something else. You got it clearly? So we have to come out from the influence of the Maya. Then only we are the parts and parcels of Krishna. Otherwise we cannot even feel that one. So all the demigods, inclusive of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Krishna is the source. This is the second offense. We say no daily in the morning. What is that one?
Considering
the
Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma.
To be equal to or independent. So here we cannot say Lord Shiva is doing something independently. Is it possible? It's not independent. This is also on the order of Krishna. Lord Shiva is acting like this one. Even the same demigods also. Demigods not doing anything on their own. That's also done by Krishna through them. Now, I am also not doing anything to you people. It is only Krishna using me to do this one. I cannot become puffed up. I am so best. I can speak well. I can convince everyone. I can do this. I can do that one. That's only our false ego. Krishna wants to give, he can give. He wants to withdraw, he can withdraw. No one can question Krishna. Please understand. We should understand things better, implement in our life. That's called justifying our actions with the Krishna conscious principles. Isn't it? So all the demigods, because of the ignorance, the pupil, they do this Adi month, Sravana month, this, that. Krishna is all telling, don't disturb them. You make them pure, let them be attached to the demigod, but you make them to become pure. Pure means not having any self-motivation. You worship that particular demigod. We should not have, oh Mother Kalika Devi, give me this one. That person is my enemy. You please try to kill him. Many people are doing this one, don't you? isn't it? They want to take revenge on some other who are their enemies. They are abducting, they are objecting their activities. So what to do? Krishna cannot directly help them. Krishna is helping through that Kalika Devi. And we are telling Kali is so worst. Because of her portfolio like that one, what she can do? She has to do that one. On the order of Krishna. And we are so foolish. Isn't it? So please understand clearly everything. Even for that demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the source is Krishna. The source is Krishna. We do not want to please the intermediate person. We want to please the topmost, the source. Source of all the sources. We may have the source. What is the source of me? My parents. But even for them, source is finally is Krishna. Isn't it? So this way we have to understand, even for all the worlds, even for all the incarnations, the incarnations, actually Krishna is descending according to the time, place, circumstance. Now we talked about the Buddha, Shankaracharya. According to the time, place, circumstances, the incarnations they come. Is it? But we cannot think that Bhakta Prahlada, many people they see, this Hiranyakashipu, he broke the pillar, immediately Narasimha came. It doesn't mean that now only Narasimha is coming. The beauty of Bhakta Prahlada, you heard about his previous birth? Anyone know the previous birth of Bhakta Prahlada? He was not a devotee. Prahlada was not a devotee. He was loving one girl. That day it so happened he was waiting for his lover, and he entered one Narasimha temple. And she did not come. So he was thinking that the temple is not that much clean. He was cleaning the temple. He was cleaning the temple. So Narasimha is very much pleased with him. The next birth he took, as he was not all pure, that's why he is the son of a
demon.
Hiranyakasipu is a demon. But he did cleaning, he served Narasimha. So we cannot say that Narasimha only manifested that time. He was available even before. There is no birth and death even for our soul. How we can say that for incarnations there is birth and death? You understand? We cannot say that then only he emerged out. Before that one he was not there. It's also clear for everyone. Anything, we cannot think how Krishna can help me. Don't think Krishna has all the things. Impossible is not at all there. Anything and everything he can do. But we cannot conceive that ideas. Can anyone understand when Brahma gave the boon to Hiranyakasipu that you will not die like this, will not die like this, will not die like this? But can anyone, we can understand that Hiranyakasipu is going to die? How it is going to be? We are all thinking how it is not at all possible. There is no chance for him to be killed, isn't it? But for him, Krishna, there is nothing is impossible. That we should understand. That's why we are telling in that Sarana Gati, don't go to somebody else. Stick to Krishna. Have faith. Krishna, somewhere or other, is going to protect me. He's testing us. How firm you are in my devotional service. Faith on me. Isn't it? So for all the incarnations, they are already existing. It is eternal. So according to the Brahmanda universal, if it is necessary, that time they come. There are so many Brahmandas. Isn't it? Not only the smallest Brahmanda universe, ours is the smallest one. Because our Brahma has only the minimum four heads. Brahmas and all, the minimum four heads are four. The next is eight, twice, double. There are so many Brahmas. Isn't it? So, who he got bewildered? Narada. Once he went to Dwaraka when Krishna was there. Then in the gatekeeper asked, who are you? Sorry, our Brahma came to Narada. Can go anywhere, for him there is no. So the Brahma, our Brahma, came to Dwaraka, and the gatekeepers, they were telling, please, you have to tell your name. Then we'll get permission from Krishna, then only we allow. Brahma got stunned. What is this? I'm the first person created under the Apati. Then he told that, okay, I am Brahma. So the person went inside and Krishna, and he told, my dear Krishna, my Lord, Brahma is waiting at the gate. If you permit, I can allow him to come inside. Then Krishna put a question. What the question? Which Brahma? Which Brahma? So the person coolly came out and telling the Brahma, sir, which Brahma you are? Then that Brahma wondered, what is this? What nonsense you are talking? I am Brahma. He's telling, I don't know, please. My Lord is asking, which Brahma you are? It means that it's more than one Brahma. Then only which? Among? Which one? God stand. He doesn't know what to do. Then as such he is told that I am Brahma, four-headed Brahma. Then he's going to Krishna and telling, my Lord, the four-headed Brahma has come. Four-headed Brahma has come. Please allow him inside. Let him come inside. As he's coming step by step, he wondered to see that eight-headed Brahma, 16-headed Brahma, 32, 60, so many. All are paying obeisances to Krishna. He got stunned. He's only having four head. The rest are not having more. Huh? Isn't it? Then after they paid their obeisances, Krishna told them, now you all can go to your respective universes. Why you brought him? Without telling anything, they paid obeisances. And Krishna is telling, yes, everything is nice now. Now you all can go back to your universes. Then again he got wondered, what is this? Why he brought all them here and asking them to go back? Then he is standing. And Krishna is asking, is there anything, any doubt or any clarification required? Huh? After the lecture we also said, like that one. Yes, yes, I don't understand. I thought that I am only the Brahma. I am having not one head, I have four heads. But after seeing all of them, I am only the I have to humble myself. I am the least, I am the insignificant Brahma of all the Brahmas. Then he is telling, I am so sorry, Krishna. I did like this one. Then Krishna is explaining why you have four heads. Why the ears? The next one is eight. Can anyone tell the answer for that one? The Brahma's work is they have to see all the universe complete. For our Brahma, our universe is very, very small. That's why with only four heads, the Brahma can see all the Brahmanda universe, the complete Brahmanda. Four directions. Next one is the universe is bigger than ours. So that Brahma, if he is given four heads, he cannot supervise the whole universe. So he requires eight. That's why I gave him eight heads. Then he becomes, that's all. He cannot even utter any word. I am the smallest. I am so insignificant. I was thinking very, very proudly that I am Brahma. I am so great. I am the very first person created. So such a Brahma is our very first guru. In our parampara, Krishna spoke to Brahma. So that Brahma becomes so humble. Why you had to be arrogant? You understand? Our universe is very... For us it looks, I cannot see the end of the sky. Isn't it? So this way, the source of everything is Krishna. The next one is we living people, 84 lakhs. For all of us, the source is only Krishna. We cannot think that I am separate and Krishna is separate. No time we can be separated from Krishna. No one has that ability to separate us. Please understand. The baby within the womb can be separated unless they are aborting. Isn't it? If they are not aborting, then the child has the connection with that tube. Isn't it? When it is separated, then only they cut it. Isn't it? Like that one, we are always connected to Krishna. But we don't feel, because we do not want to be with Krishna. That was our desire. That's why Krishna created three modes. He sent Maya. the personification. That's where we are feeling, I am separated from Krishna. I am alone. I am this. I am that. In fact, we are all always with Krishna. Some people say, what is that term? Poor people, they are called Harijan. Even Dr. Ambedkar or something, no, they were fighting for Harijans, for their right freedom, for their rights and all. But actually, no one can separate even them also from Krishna. That's why they are called Harijan. Harijan means? Jana means people. Hari means Lord Krishna. They are the people of Krishna, people of Hari. That's what they are called, Harijan. And we people, we do not understand. Why we people hate them, Harijans? They are not pure. They are not cleaning their bodies. They are not taking bath. Everything in this material world that belongs to material world will decay as the time going on. Even if you preserve something in a fridge, that will not last longer. Please under it also has some time. Afterwards it also gets rot. Isn't it? So nothing, you cannot protect anything except ourselves. But we are forgetting ourselves. The soul never be cut. Isn't it? Never be withdrawn. Never be dampened. We cannot burn. So many things in second chapter. We are knowing the qualities of the soul. But everybody is telling, I know Bhagavad Gita, I know Bhagavad Gita. But nothing they know. Nothing they are using that one. The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? So we have to try to understand that we are not alone. We are all with Krishna. If we forget Krishna, then Maya will come and attack us. If you remember Krishna, Maya will never do anything. That's why, whatever may be the scripture you go through, you may become master of that one. The essence of that scripture is to remember Krishna. Even Krishna himself is telling Bhagavad Gita, I am the source of the Vedas. I am the person knowing Vedas. I am the person compiled the Vedas. I am the person
knowing.
To be known after reading your Vedas. You can go and ask any Chaturvedi, he cannot come to the end of Krishna. Isn't it? They are very much proud of their intelligence, their knowledge, but they are not coming to the point of Krishna, that is mere waste. Vedesha sarvam, aham eva vedyaha, vedanta krut veda, vid eva cha aham. Please remember all these slokas. What all main slokas only, I am also repeating. We also no doubt try to buy her that. Then only we can convince others easily. So this way, no one should think that I am poor, I am helpless, I am hopeless, I am poverty stricken. Nothing, you are Krishna's son. If you come to that form, my life is only for the pleasure of Krishna, not for me, then Krishna can send his pure devotees to you. So initiation also, a guru cannot invite anyone. The disciples, the devotees, they should seek Krishna. Krishna, please help me to have you. By the mercy of Krishna, we get the Guru. By the mercy of Guru, we go to Krishna. Nothing else is going to help us. So please, This one is the divine arrangement. Don't think that all these things what we are doing is the property of Parameswara Dasa or Sundara Murari or Sridhar Nittai or Bhakti Rupa or Srinath Prabhu. Don't consider all these things. This and all actually being done by Krishna. We never thought. We don't know what is the next lesson also. We are going updated, but updated. Many people they ask me, how many lessons you prepared Prabhu so far? I never prepared even the next lesson, I told. This is the truth. Please understand. Everything is coming as Krishna is giving. We are reproducing that one. So please understand, this is the hidden end of Krishna. If we have faith, Krishna will definitely help us. If we lose faith, our faith is slackened even slightly, then we are going to get attacked by Maya. So Hare Krishna, I am finishing with this one. I took a little longer time also, I think so. But this is very, very important. The source of everything is Krishna. That's why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you come to that understanding, we have no problem. Okay? Please, if there is any doubts or clarification required, welcome. Yes.
For sake of Krishna means why you are forgetting yourself.
You are doing at least for your sake. In your sake only, Krishna is pleased and you are pleased. Sacrificing your material desires, material activities. That's
again, there is for the pleasure of Krishna.
That is the?
For the pleasure of Krishna, we are giving up
for. If your son is doing something wrong, tomorrow somebody is telling you, sir, your son was smoking there, cigarette. What will you do? Your son is coming and, Father, please forgive me, I am not going to smoke tomorrow also. Whether you are happy or not? He got habituated smoking and is coming and they tell him, my dear father, tomorrow onwards I am not going to, I am going to sacrifice my smoking. You are happy or not? It's not good for him. It's good for him as well as the father is also happy, no? Same thing. Material habits are just like this smoking, drinking, meat eating, the four things what we are telling, that's we have to sacrifice. Four regulative principles means it is not for the sake of Krishna, we are for our own sake. These are not just like poison. So we have to stop them. It's good for them as well as Krishna is. Oh, my son become nice now. It's not good. This thing. Now you understand? You can explain them very nicely now. Okay? Anything else? Any doubt or anything? Yes? Why you are discussing? You can ask me directly. That's the thing only, you were talking that time I was speaking, you were talking, what can I do? Austerity means for our noble cause, for our higher purpose, for our benefit, for the benefit of our soul. Austerity, we are accepting some difficulties. Getting up early in the morning, giving the time for chanting 16 rounds minimum. This is the general people, they don't do. So we are accepting this austerity, you know. What we normally do, but we are doing that one for our own good, that is called austerity. Isn't it? Accepting inconveniences for our own noble cause, for our own benefit. That is called austerity. sacrificing. Sacrificing is also the same thing, huh? But what all we already habituated, the unwanted things, unwanted habits. Generally people and all, they are also having the same thing. But now we understand that that's not favorable. So we want to sacrifice that one. For our own, same thing, for our own noble cause, for our own benefit. You understand? So this way, we have to accept that in this material world, the person who is not austere, the person who is not sacrificing, he cannot understand the truth. He cannot get the mercy of Krishna. He cannot get liberation from this jail-like material world. He has to rot in this material world forever. So the austerity and sacrifice, we are austere. What are the things? The pastime, what you are doing? Chanting. Following for regulated principles. Reading only Prabhupada's books. Not Kumudam or Vikatan or Rani, this, that and all. Isn't it? And sacrificing. We are not taking even coffee and tea. No cigarette smoking. Isn't it? No watching blue films. So many things. Even in assembly people were watching, no? This is all we are hearing. So the habit is like that one. We have to sacrifice for our own benefit. That we cannot for. It is not that for only Krishna say. Krishna has everything. Why he wants something from us? It's only we are lacking the good. That's why I explained you know the what is the complete and perfect.
Sunday.
You didn't watch that one? I very very clearly I explained what is complete and perfect. The complete means what all the favorable things that only should be there. Perfect means anything that the wanted one is there, it should be perfect. There is no any mistake, error, shortcoming. It's the complete and perfect. One who is complete and perfect is just like godly. He is spiritual man. He is in Sachidananda level. You understand? Now if you have 50% needed things, 50% unwanted things are there. Automatically that's the thing, isn't it? So the 50% of the needed things, if they are perfect or not, I am chanting. That's good. Whether I am chanting perfectly, isn't it? It's imperfect. Again, there is some sorting. Shortcoming. So, I 50% am complete and 25% only am perfect. Already 50% is there. More than what all we needed in that one, imperfections are there, no? So that may be 25%. So 50 plus 25 is 75%. You people understand this point? Please understand. I don't know this. I never thought of this. Only Krishna is giving me this idea. It's complete and perfect. This was not discussed that much. But this one I am telling you. If we are perfect means, we are complete means we are as Krishna. But we are not feeling happy. We are not in Sachidananda. We are not complete. We are not perfect. Isn't it? That's only we are trying. The preaching is, we are engaging in such a way that Krishna is removing what all unwanted things. And giving what all the required things. The same thing in perfect. What all the imperfect that now we are making perfect. That's the preaching. That's the helping others. You understand now? Sacrifice and this austerity, both are important for the people living in this material world. Otherwise they cannot get released from this jail. Okay? Anything? Yes.
Lord Shiva is a foremost Vaishnava. Vaishnavana Medha Sambhu. But Lord Shiva's followers, like Ravana, he is a demon. But there are other followers like Nayanmas who are very selfless. Kannappa Nayana, there are different Nayanmas in Tamil Nadu. So they worship Lord Shiva without any motive. As a Vaishnava, he may have pointed out the source of everything, Krishna, to the nine masters.
That is not portfolio of Lord Shiva. Please understand that point. You understand point? The Lord Shiva's duty is, anyone comes and asks him anything, he has to bestow that one. He cannot, better you can do instead of this one, that one, he cannot say that one. That's not his portfolio. Please understand. But if you come, my dear Lord Shiva, I am doing service to you, what is beneficiary for me? You please tell me. Just like Prachina Bahiman's sons, Prachetas, that son, 10 sons of Prachina Bahiman king, they were going and Lord Shiva emerged out from the tank. Then they saw, oh Lord Shiva, so nice, so beautiful, you emerged out, please help us. My father wants us to do some meditation for a long time. So what is beneficial for us? Please help us. Then Lord Shiva told all these things. But with what we are going, that only Shiva will give you. But he cannot, instead of this, this is better. Instead of this, I don't become Krishna conscious. Like that, he cannot tell. you understand the point? We are misusing Lord Shiva. That's what we are telling. If you go very nicely, in the right path, you should understand what is beneficial for you. You ask Lord Shiva, he will help you. You got the point? So we cannot mistake Lord Shiva why he is not telling them this and that. We cannot find faults with Lord Shiva. Anything else? Yes. Yes, Mother. Next verse. 2.27. Yes.
Krishna says, for one who has taken birth, death is certain, and for one who is dead, birth is certain.
Yes.
Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament.
Very correct. So what is your
this is projected in the class, this sloka in the Samantha series.
Who made that one?
No, in the Sambandha series.
Sambandha.
This is a part of that.
Sloka. Okay.
So, people are asking, if duty is mentioned, we have a lot of worldly duties.
Duty.
To take care of parents, to take care of children, to do the normal routine duty. So, if we have to pursue in Krishna consciousness, we hardly find time. So,
you know that one sloka, what is the sloka? There is no duty for the person who become fully Krishna conscious.
Devasi Bhutam.
You know that Devasi.
They cannot neglect the other duties that are due for them in their position.
Krishna never told neglect your duty. Krishna is telling Arjuna, being a Kshatriya, you have to fight. But you cannot fight for your sake. You have to fight for my sake, means for Almighty. It is not that when you are fighting for your sake or for any profit you expect from that one. It is out of duty you are doing that, sir. Isn't it? Then what Krishna is telling? Ananya chinta yanto mam yejana paripasti yoga kshema vahamyam. Yoga means what? Kshema means what? What all your duty? You are doing your duty for your yoga kshema. Isn't it? Everyone in this world, they are doing some work. That is for the yoga kshema. Isn't it? What Krishna is telling, if you forget everything and you just observe in me, I am going to take care of you. Isn't it? Your duty is to take care of your parents. Your duty is to take care of your husband or wife. Your duty is take care of your children. If you become fully Krishna conscious, that and all be taken care by Krishna. You understand? For this one, you cannot understand even if I repeat the 10 times or 1,000 times. But if you come to that level, then only you will realize. This is the realizing point. It's not understanding point. You understand? When you come to the 6th standard, then only you will understand the 6th standard lessons. But from 4th standard, you cannot conceive the subject matter of 6th standard. You understand? And we people foolishly, we are trying to take care of ourselves and we are walking like donkeys. Even then we cannot take care of ourselves. That's Krishna is telling. You forget everything and just observe me. You worship me. I will take care of you. Ananya chintayantama. Ye jana pari upasate tesha mithya vikrana yogakshema bhamyam. This very simple thing. That's why we have this exemplary Srinivas Prabhu. Householder. Joint family. Many people in this family is not even doing anything to get your single pie. Everything is provided. This no one can understand this one. No one can accept this one. Unless or otherwise they don't come to that level. This only to realize, not explain. Our Krishna consciousness is science. Science means we have to do practically. Then only we can yield the results. You understand? Don't try. Krishna is going to provide. One more point in this one, I realize one point is, even yesterday I was talking about, I'm sorry, before that one, Sankari Mataji and this one, Kilkatale Bhaktivedanta, this one. This, somebody sent this one, Ramya Bhagavan, you remember? What is that thing? Grantharaj. From Grantharaj, you sent one message. That one Sankari Mataji repeated for her group. What is that one? Grantharaj. I want to know the source from Grantara. Grantara is the book. That is the only the copies of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because his Guru Maharaj wants them to read daily Bhagavatam. So that people, they read Bhagavatam, they send for Grantara is the book. Chakradarya, what is his name? Kalachakra. Kalachakra and our temple is a, is there, no? Arisudan. They are the group. So I want to know the source from Srimad Bhagavatam. Not from this one. Here there is no, the very, very best example of that everyone must read that one. Whether my wife is not cooperating with me, I am doing everything for this devotional service. Can I leave my wife and live in center? No. My point is, this is the reference from Srimad Bhagavatam. But this one I cannot mention, no? This just like means we must have some reference from scriptures. You understand? But this very, very important point, what all I was telling, I was very much happy to read that one. Isn't it? We never told that one to leave your family. Prabhupada is also telling the same thing. I never told you to leave anyone. If you become pure devotee, everyone will get adjusted. They all become liberated. They all become pure. Isn't it? Because I only put you in that situation and you have to have some regards for that. And you want to escape from that one. What regards you have given me as I put you in that situation? Isn't it? So many people, this way I got that one, those who stop their business or anything, join ISKCON, full-time devotees, I'm so sorry to tell that one whether, how much they advanced or not. That's why I always tell, first of all, we should understand our mistake and then try to correct, pray Krishna. Ask for apology. That day, Sukhkar Prabhu, and his friend, he brought some Prabhu. He was complaining about the parents. And then I told, don't tell, they are the ignorant. It is mistake lying within you, isn't it? And he was telling that, he was crying practically. Oh, it is my mistake, I was blaming my parents. Then I told him that tears is the price for the love of God. You understand? So he has to understand, he got his wife, such a wife, because of his previous deeds. Now if he does sadhana very nicely, Krishna is pleased and he will change everything upside down. That faith we should have. I want, please sir, try to get me that Srimad Bhagavatam reference. No, I am not talking about Vijayan Prabhu is sending something else. No, this wife, my wife is not obeying me. She is not this one. So this one, I want you tell me what is Srimad Bhagavatam, the source. I don't want the Granthras one. Granthras I cannot refer to anyone else. That's I know. Mahavishnu Maharaj, he insisted his disciples to read daily Bhagavatam. In that only in our Chennai we have two people, the Kala Chakra, and he is vigorously is preaching. And then this one is there, Arisudan Prabhu. They are two. I know them. But I want Srimad Bhagavatam reference. It's a very, very nice thing. Everybody is escaping. That's why I'm telling. I never told anyone to become full-time devotee, stop your family or this, that and all. I want to know how many people jumped out like that one and how much they advanced. You can test yourself. I do not want to name anyone. Please understand. Even Srinath Prabhu also once, very beginning, he wanted to go back his place. He is not happy in Chennai. Vijayan Prabhu also like that one, he wants to stop. I never said like that. Please, wait and see Krishna is doing. Please, don't acquire only the knowledge of, we have to implement and we have to realize the thing of that. We have to see the hidden hand of Krishna. That was really, after reading that one, I became very, very happy. In that one, he's telling you, I put you in that position. Who put you in this position? We are completely neglecting. Please understand, we have to first of all give regards to Krishna. Krishna, that's the thing I'm telling you, Lokabandhu, he got already beaten, but he's not blaming. He is thanking. Isn't it? That's why we are giving Krishna the regards. Isn't it? Rama is telling, Kaikeyi, my mother, if you did not toss the two bones, how was it possible for me to kill the king, Ravana? So there is nothing wrong in Krishna's advice, in Krishna's instruction. Are the Krishna's representative instructions. Isn't it? So that one is very, very important. Try to get me the Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya, any one of these three books. But they normally, they read only Bhagavatam. That much I know. This is very, very, really, I become very, very happy. You should give regards for me because I only put you here. Why I put you here? For your own benefit. This is called austerity. Leela Mata, you understand that austerity means? And you do not want to austere. You want to escape from that position. You understand? It's against the will of Krishna. So anything else?
No.
Yes.
You said sunlight does not go beyond the Nagaloka.
Yeah.
It is the
Parkadal.
That is also within the universe, right?
What is the Parkadal?
Ocean, Garbhodakasai, ocean. Ocean. There's a
Parkadal is what?
Milk ocean.
That is not here.
It's not here. In the universe?
Not in the lower planetary system. So that's why I'm telling you, you should understand the verse first. And you cannot referring to some, oh, look at that donkey and showing the horse. You are not come to that level. You understand? Parkal, the parkal means that is palu. Palu means milk. And actually that one, in combination that one, it becomes parkadal. But parkadal, we don't say all these things. In English or any Hindi language also, we don't say parkadal. Kshira sagar only. Kshira means milk. Tamil people, they want to tell everything, as it also in Tamil. That is the greatness of Tamil people. We don't say par is kshir sagar. We want to say parkadal. That's the thing. That's okay. That is the greatness. Huh? You understand now?
It's not in the universe. It's not in the universe.
Where is that Chirasagara?
I do not know.
This is in the universe only. Who is there in that Chirasagara?
Vishnu. Vishnu is there.
Who is that Vishnu called?
Garbhada Kashai Vishnu.
Krishna. Please again, you never understand you are speaking. Garbha Udaka. Garbhodaka Sai. How you are splitting Garbha plus Udaka. Garbha means this navel. From this, the sprout out. Who is there? Where he is? Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. He is bottommost of this universe. Kshira Sagara. This is the topmost of the universe. That's the milk ocean. Who is there? Kshira Sagara Vishnu. Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. He is only appearing as? Paramatma. He is only appearing as Paramatma in all the things, everywhere. So this you have, please, being a preacher, we should use the words perfectly, appropriately. First we should understand the things. Otherwise if you speak something wrong, mean Krishna also will not tolerate. First of all we should become right, perfect. Then only we can make the words and all. Because of Sanskrit people, we understand Telugu means almost the Sanskrit only. For us, we don't have that much difficulty. But if we, definitely I know that for Tamil people, they have problem. They cannot understand. Garbha Udaka, Karna Udaka, Karna Udaka Sai Vishnu, is outside that universe. Akshira plus Udaka, Akshira Udaka Sai Vishnu. This is called Gunasandhi. For combinations also, we have the names, Gunasandhi. He's telling about the quality, guna, garbha, garbha udaka, kshira udaka. Kshira is the adjective. Guna means adjective. In English we say no adjective. This is how we have to understand adjective, adverb, noun, pronoun. The four are very, very important. Verb and adverb, noun and pronoun. With this one we can understand little English better. So in this way. Now you got the point, no? Anything else? Yes.
When I read the Paramatma.
Sorry?
Karma
Daka Sai Vishnu is?
Meekosh.
Yeah. Karana means what? Cause. You should understand the meaning. Karana is cause. Cause for what? Universes. From the Karnodaka Sai Vishnu body, the pores are there, you know, in the body. From the pores, the universe is alive. That's why it's called Karana Udaka Karnodaka. For each universe, from Garbha is coming. So Karnodaka Sai Vishnu is only one. But Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is as many as universes. Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, as many as universes. The first one is only Karnodaka Sai, and then Garbhodaka Sai, then Kshirodaka Sai. We should understand the names. In Sanskrit, the object and the noun has no difference. Krishna form and Krishna name, no difference. Kshira Udaka, they call it. Why we have changed our names? Guru Maharaj, when we are taking initiation, is changing material names, no use. According to the quality of the spiritual world, we are given the names. I don't know, Parameshwara, my name is Pandurangaya. papa. Pa is also, that is according to Abhat only. So papa, Parameshwara is the one who is controlling everything. Ishvara of all Ishvaras. So that is Dasa. So why we are changing the names means the reason. The quality, Parameshwara Dasa Bhakti unable to control anyone. Huh? Can anyone tell like this now? Huh? Parameshwara Dasa cannot control anyone. Can anyone tell? Huh? You understand? Once you are given some name, you should follow the instructions of your Guru. At least the instructions of proper rules and regulations. Then you will acquire that quality. Sundara Murari means what? Murari means what?
Killer.
Sundara Murari means very beautifully. The person who is killed, he never feels even pain. Like that you have to kill. Like that you have to preach. You have to drive out the doubts or unwanted things within their hearts, but lovingly they should not feel that I am paying to get rid of my unwanted thing. You understand the point? So this way, Krishna, if you follow rules and regulations, you will acquire that quality. You understand? So anything else? Sridhar Yukta is the character of a person. He's very, very poverty-stricken person. But he loves to give charity, whether he eats or not. So like that, for this personality, yours is not actually a God's name. This is the devotee's name. You understand? So like that. Yes? Okay? Next class we will see the next one. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.